This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Thousands of police officers and community members gathered in Hanover today to honor Weymouth Police Sergeant Michael Chesna. Chesna was killed in the line of duty last weekend. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer has this report.
Police came marching in a line to St. Mary's Church, some in kilts playing bagpipes, all in uniform. Lining the road to the church were residents and officers, many wearing blue and holding American flags in support of the police. Weymouth Police Captain Joe Campurchio delivered the eulogy.
I have the honor of knowing Mike not only as a police officer, but as my brother-in-law. I have struggled over the past few days to make sense of the senseless act of violence against police officers that are doing their job to protect others.
Being a police officer was a job Chesna had wanted since the age of 5, because he felt it would be the best way to give back to his community and country. Chesna's wife, Cindy, did not speak at the funeral. Instead, she had Campurchio read a statement promising to keep her husband's memory alive for his 4-year-old son, Jack, and 9-year-old daughter, Olivia.
I will make sure the kids know how great you are and how fortunate I was to have you in my life, and that I will always remember that wink.
At times, the eulogy was lighthearted. Campurchio spoke about Chesna's obsession with Boston sports. In fact, the 42-year-old had multiple tattoos supporting his beloved teams and another of the Boston skyline. Longtime Hanover resident Susan Glover, who didn't know Chesna personally, says she was touched by the eulogy.
You know, they threw a little humor in there, which is nice, and you get to feel his personality, you know, and you feel like, you know, he might have been the guy next to you waiting in line at Westie's for a slice of pizza, you know, and, you know, we're all a part of this in some way.
Providence officer Juan Rodriguez took the day off to attend because, like Chesna, he's a military vet and a father.
Those of us that do this job have families, kids, and it would be a worse nightmare to leave our families and our kids, but it's part of the job. So when it does happen, unfortunately, you try to pay respects to the family and the officer.
The man charged with murdering Chesna and 77-year-old Vera Adams is being held without bail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmeen Ammer.